Welcome, members, to the Ice Cream Podcast. You know it. It's the official podcast of the North American Ice Cream Association, where we are all about ice cream people helping ice cream people. And I'm telling you what, you want to meet an ice cream person helping ice cream people, it's Randy Pratt from Randy's Homemade Ice Cream. How are you, mate?
I'm doing great, Steve. So happy to be here with you.
Mate, Randy, you're always doing great. You're living the ice cream life, I think.
Well, I certainly enjoy ice cream, yes.
That's good. Mate, you've put together this program. You've gone rogue. You put together this program that basically is promoting and involving other ice cream shops in the New Jersey area. It's fantastic. Before we jump into it, though, do you want to tell us just a little bit about your business, how you got started, that kind of thing?
I would love to, Steve. I got started in 2020, and how I came about that was that my wife wouldn't let me get a dog. So I said, okay, I'm going to start an ice cream business. And I'm giving you a short version here, Steve, but she wouldn't let me get a dog, so I'm going to open up an ice cream shop. And sure enough, I opened up an ice cream shop during the height of the pandemic. And so I was looking to open in February of 2020. Everything got shut down. Nobody was coming out and doing inspections. Of course, you had supply chain issues and a whole bunch of stuff. So I eventually was able to open in August of 2020. I had just finished all of my ice cream making and had it all stored away in the freezers. And Hurricane Isaias came through the town and knocked out power for 5 days.
Jeez.
So I begged and borrowed from everybody far and wide that I could get generators from. And I slept in my car outside my shop so that nobody would steal the generators. So finally on the third night, I said, you know what? I'm here. This is ridiculous. There's no lights on in town. I got the generators. I got the ice cream. Let me throw open the door and see what happens.
Yeah.
That night, I had over 60 people online waiting for ice cream.
Gee.
The people were amazing, Steve. They came with their cell phones, and I had called one of the girls up, one of the scoopers up. She came in to help me out, and the customers are holding up their cell phones so they can read the menu on the wall. And, you know, they hold it over the dipping cabinet so we could see what flavors we were scooping, kind of thing. And the community was just awesome. They were just great. And that's basically the long and short of how I got involved with ice cream.
Mate, part of me wants to hear the long story. Did you ever end up getting a dog?
No.
Okay, right.
And there's another story to that, but not for this iPad, for iPod.
Mate, so tell us, do you make your own ice cream? What sort of ice cream? How many flavors you do?
Yep, I have a rotating set of flavors. Right now, I opened this past weekend, so I have 29 regular flavors. I have one vegan and one no sugar added, and then I have a sorbet and an Italian ice as well.
Mm.
So my standard flavors are roughly 12 or 13, maybe 14 flavors, which are my standard flavors.
Yep.
And then there's other flavors that I rotate throughout the year to keep it fresh, you know, that goes seasonal. You know, somebody might come in and say, hey, listen, I was, you know, over in Indiana and they had this really great ice cream and they would describe it to me. And I'm like, hey, I'll try it. I can make that. And we just go ahead and make it and see how it turns out. I'm up to the challenge. Somebody came back, Steve, a couple of years ago and said, hey, we were in London and they had a particular ice cream made with like a honey. I guess it was like a honey crisp kind of candy that they sell over there.
Honeycomb kind of thing.
Honeycomb. That's it. Honeycomb. And so I did a little research and discovered what it was and made it and named it after the person's child who loved it when they were over there in London.
Mate, that's awesome. There is something I've spoken to a lot of people, met a lot of people in this ice cream journey that I've been on. There's something about New Jerseyans, New Jerseyites. They just keep fighting. They're fighters. You know, what's the correct term? New Jerseyans?
New Jerseyans. Yeah. We've been called a lot of things, but let's stay with that.
Right, <yeah. laughs> Mate, the fact that you survived 2020 with all the challenges that the folks did on the East Coast is amazing to me, and it shows a lot of resilience. Mate, I wanted to know, we've chatted leading up to this podcast recording. I'm just kind of flabbergasted at, you know, the process of our members going out and really starting up programs that not only benefit their own business and their own kind of sphere and circle of influence, their customers, but, you know, are in the process of rising the tide for all of the ice cream shops in and around their region. And you've done something similar in that you have organized a New Jersey ice cream tour and involved a whole bunch of other association members. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how that started?
Well, how it started was a couple of years ago when we had the convention, and it happened to be my first convention that I went to down in Fort Worth, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And the good people at the chocolate shop gave a presentation down there, and which I attended, and they did a tour of the suppliers that they use. So if they got blueberries from a blueberry farm, you could go there and get your card stamped, and the same thing with strawberries and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about that, from November through the end of December, and I'm thinking, how can I utilize that here, but on a little broader spectrum? And when I was in Fort Worth, as we were in Las Vegas this year, there are just terrific people in our organization, really super people. And so I said, what if I contact the members? Because we have the membership guide that the yearbook, I'm going to call it the yearbook,
but yep,
that is given out. So I went through the list of everybody in New Jersey, sent everybody a letter. And I said, listen, I'm interested in, this is my idea. This is what I'm thinking about doing. This is what I perceive the image of how it will be run and work. And I think at that time, there may have been 13 members, I think, in New Jersey that were in that book.
Yep.
And nine of us said, hey, let's give it a shot. So this year, there's 18 New Jersey members of the North American Ice Cream Association. And out of the 18 members, there's 12 of us participating this year. And four of them happen to be new, because one person won't be joining us this year.
Yep.
So I got four new members, which is really terrific. So the way it works is the vision really came true, Steve, in the sense that what's a great opportunity for people in New Jersey to go visit somewhere else in the state and have fun doing it and get rewarded for it at the end.
Right.
And so taking the model I saw what was presented in Fort Worth, when I contacted the people, and we're from northern New Jersey to southern New Jersey, and quite frankly, we're a highly populated, densely populated state.
Yep.
But people from South Jersey, many of them don't come to North Jersey. And vice versa. So the people who participated, the way it worked out was that you could start anywhere you wanted at any ice cream shop that was participating. And again, these were all members of the North American Ice Cream Association.
Yep.
And they were given a card, and it was called a tour card.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a theme with the tour card, and we're thinking a tour, you know, like a music, you know, like a concert tour.
Right.
So we had a little, you know, silly, like little sayings on the tour card and stuff. And people would pick up the tour card. Each shop received 200 cards. And once the 200 cards were exhausted, that's all there was.
Yep.
So there was a total of 1,800 cards that were distributed to the 9 participating shops last year.
Yep.
So as we move forward with it, a person would come into my shop, and when they come in, they would order an ice cream or a milkshake or whatever, and you stamp their card saying that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would go to the next shop, and the same thing would happen there. They would stamp the card. Well, since there were 9 shops, we did 3, 6, and 9. So at the third stop, you got a free small ice cream.
Yeah.
At the 6th stop, you got a medium size ice cream for mm-hmm. free. And at the 9th stop, you got a large ice cream for free. Plus, you got a tour t-shirt indicating that you finished the tour, which on the front, it says, "I licked my way through the New Jersey ice cream tour."
I want you just to say that again one more time, Randy.
I licked my way through the New Jersey ice cream tour.
I love
there's
that.
There's a big cone on the front with sprinkles on it. And then on the back, we did it again in the style of a concert tour where it said 2023 tour stops as a state of New Jersey. And then each of our shops with our logos and our address on the back of the t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to be walking around this spring and summer and seeing those tour t-shirts everywhere in the state of New Jersey. Because we had the final result. Let me bring you back to the tour card. Once the people had all of the stops stamped, they mailed the tour card back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And under observation from another member of the group,
yep.
On a particular day, which was advertised, we pulled the winning card. And the winning card enabled that person to win free ice cream for the year, which equals 1 ice cream treat per year. And there's right. all the rules and regulations. That
one per week, so 52 in a year.
52 in a year.
Yep.
And they can combine that. You know, if they have a family of 4 and they come in, you know, they get 4 treats for free.
Yeah.
So, and then they get a special card, which is completely different from the tour card, which is rather large. You know, and they can, you know, kind of beat their chest and say, "Look, I won. This is great. I love it." You know,
do you remember how many of those cards you got back?
Yes, we received 76 cards back. Those were the people that completed, Steve. So
right,
I don't
right.
know how many people actually went, you know, who actually participated and went to 2, 4, you know, 5 shops kind of thing.
Yep. Yep.
So, but you know what? It was the first time doing it, and people came in to my shop saying, "Oh my God, we never knew this place existed up here in northern New Jersey." And people in South Jersey said the same thing. We got people coming from North Jersey saying, "We didn't know this existed down here." So it's a real nice travel advertising for the state, but also the opportunity to see what our state offers, and particularly in the way of ice cream.
Yeah.
Because our members here are very creative with their flavors. And I, you know, we are thrilled to be a part of the association and being able to provide our fellow Jerseyans an opportunity like this.
Mate, for someone who's not familiar geographically, what's the distance between, say, the most southern store that was participating and the most northern?
Between the most northern and the southern store, I'm going to guess it's around 135 miles.
Right.
Yeah. And then people were very savvy in the sense that they would look and take out a map, and they would map out where the stores are, and they would hit multiple stores. Now, last year we had a 60-day time frame, which we felt was plenty of time to get to 9 stores based upon the locations.
Yeah.
This year, with 12 stores participating, we extended that to 70, I think it was 76 or 78 days. So we mm-hmm. added additional days to that.
Yeah. I just think it's such a great collaboration. You sent me a graphic here. I want to shout them out. So Randy's is yourself. You got Scoop to Maloo, Bell's Ice Cream, Francie's Artisanal Ice Cream, Surfside Frozen Custard, Pee-wee's Ice Cream, Cliff's Ice Cream, Alamode Ice Cream Parlor, and Miss Mindy's Homemade Ice Cream.
Yeah.
All very active people in the association. Did it take a lot of collaboration? Was it like a Zoom call, an email chain? How did you get all these people on board?
It was actually an email that I sent to everybody, and I think I may have also mailed letters out as well. And all of the communication really took place via email and just discussion. You know, what do you think about this? Do you think, you know, do you have a better idea? And getting the collaboration together.
Yeah.
And I think the people just really ran with the idea and said, hey, let's give this a shot. You know, you have some people who said, well, you know what, we don't know about the money and that kind of stuff. In the scheme of things, Steve, it was only about $220.
Right.
But the advertising that took place and the word of mouth definitely paid beyond the $220 that it cost all of us to participate in this.
Right. So I was going to say, so the printing, getting shirts done, all that kind of thing, there was a cost to it. But did you all contribute to that? So each store that participated paid $220?
Yes. Every store, every single store, including myself, participated in that. We took the total amount, divided equally amongst the nine of us, and everyone participated, and they were great about it.
Did anyone local, so far as not customers, but cities, tourism, anyone kind of pick it up? Because it seems like a great way to combine, you know, this love of ice cream and the fun and the family-centric process of ice cream with, you know, visit New Jersey and see the state.
Well, we have two newspapers. There was a newspaper in southern New Jersey, and there was a newspaper in northern New Jersey that wrote articles about it. And I quite frankly, newspaper companies have combined. So it's the same company, but just two different names for two different papers.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some nice publicity that we got out of that, which was really a sweet thing to see in the paper, and people coming in saying, hey, we didn't know you existed here. We saw it in the paper. And then they would come in and ask for a tour card and, you know, be very happy.
Mate, it's, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I am, you know, when the association puts on, you know, the office between the different committees and process puts on, you know, National Ice Cream Month and Ice Cream for Breakfast Day and all these different, you know, the ice cream clinic I don't know whether I was quite touched with the fact that here is a group of entrepreneurs, members of the association, that are kind of saying, hey, let's kind of do something specific for our area here. I think it's just nice. And I'm not saying that our members are nice, are kind of like this, but so far as, you know, hey, what's the association doing for me? What's the association doing for me? And that's why we're part of the association, for us to be able to support. But the fact that there's a group of you here that are saying, you know what, let's band together and support each other in this little neck of the woods here and put on something that obviously has legs in your area to kind of keep growing as you're adding stores every year. But potentially, you know, looking at replicating this process. You couldn't do it in Texas, obviously, but there are other regions of the country I think that this would work extremely well in.
Absolutely. You know, again, I can't speak for some of the, you know, much larger states, let's say like Utah or something, but you can take a certain region of an area and work with those people within that state. You know, with New Jersey, we have a huge coastline. We have mountains. You know, we have the Delaware River out to the west of us here. So there's a lot to do here, but we're a small state. So you can make it from one end of the state to the other in no time at all. You know, out in the Midwest and West, where the states are much larger, depending upon how you structure the program and the tour, you can do the entire state and extend the time, or you can just do a region of that state and do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. In fact, your members are going to hear a little bit closer to convention about a new competition, I guess we're calling it, whereby we're asking members to submit the promotional activities and programs that they're doing to share with the rest of the membership. And this, you know, I think this ranks way up there with the process of, hey, what can we do in our area to help grow sales, to help engage with customers? And the fact that, you know, you're seeking out other members to kind of say, hey, we're part of this association. Let's kind of combine here and do something that's going to benefit us all, not only business-wise, but even just as a community process, I think is pretty awesome.
It really is, Steve, and it just brings people together, which is beautiful to see.
Yep, absolutely. So plans this year. You've got a few more stores, new T-shirts. I'd like to be able to put an order in for one of those T-shirts, Randy.
You got it.
Do I have to do the tour to get a T-shirt?
No, I think we can make an exception in your part.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
No problem.
And what else have you got planned for your business this year, promotional wise, and what are plans for this season for you hold?
Well, let me just do a real quick shout out if I could to the great people here in Jersey and who are participating in this. With the people that you named earlier, Steve, the four new shops are Coors, Skipper Dipper, Speak Freezy, and You Scream Ice Cream. So a shout out to those guys because they've been great as well. As far as the shop is concerned, I did some expansion over the winter, which I was able to gain some more space because I had a very small shop and there happened to be a nail salon next to me that went out of business or moved. I never got the full story on that. So I took over a portion of their space. So now I have a walk-in freezer and I have a little more elbow room in the shop, which is really nice.
Good.
And then it's just trial and error with making flavors. People love the variety of flavors. It keeps it fresh. It keeps things moving and people interested. So,
well, mate, that's awesome. Well done.
And hey, we're looking forward to the convention this year.
East Coast. We're coming back to somewhat your neck of the woods. It's interesting. We've had, we kind of, when we were talking about the process of the growth that we had in Vegas and the association, so far as membership and attendance, was up about 30% in growth. And, you know, we wrote off this process of, well, it's the Vegas effect and people like going to Vegas. But we've met so many people, particularly Midwest and East Coast people, that said, you know what? We didn't go to Vegas because it was Vegas, and we're actually really excited about Savannah this year. So, you know, I think the numbers just keep going up and up, and I think that we're going to see another dramatic growth in attendance and membership for Savannah this year, which is great.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the association. And also, Steve, you received an award this year in Vegas, which is well-deserved. So congratulations.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it. Well, listen, hey, I'm going to look out for the New Jersey ice cream tour T-shirts walking around the convention. It'd be interesting to spot them out. Mate, where can people find out more about Randy's and what you're doing?
Well, my website is www.randyshomemadeicecream.com.
Okay.
The tour information, we don't have, that's a good question, Steve. We don't really have anything particularly directed towards the tour, no website or anything like that. A lot of the shops do Instagram and Facebook and that kind of stuff, but that's something might be something we have to look at.
Well, the Jersey folks are keeping it old school out there, which is good nonetheless. Mate, we're going to put all of this stuff in the show notes. Again, you know, it warms the cockles of my heart to kind of hear our members out there collaborating together and supporting each other. So we'll put this out. We'll put some information here in the show notes, and really appreciate you, you know, flying the flag out there in New Jersey. Look, if you're listening here and you say, hey, we do some programs in our area, I'd like to talk to you about our business, whether you're a retailer, a wholesaler, a manufacturer, a supplier, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to be on the podcast, just drop us a line, info@icecreamassociation.org. And for more information on the podcast, previous episodes, all of the benefits that you have in being a member of the association, pop on over to icecreamassociation.org. Randy, thanks again, mate. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Anytime, Steve. Thanks.